is in control. Amen? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, because this is what we have. To build hearts, to heal hearts, to unite hearts, to bring people together, to lift people up, to give them comfort, to give them joy, to give them hope for a tomorrow. So many people are in need. So many people, our children are in need. Our friends are in need. They need to be here and hear this word. We need to pray for them. We need to find ways to get them closer to God so their lives can change. We are in need of Jesus. In this house, we praise Him, and we love Him, and we preach His name. But we need to feed each other. We need to be stronger together. We can't run away when troubles happen. We need to grow closer. We need to be a stronger church, and I'm believing for that. Today's message is about hope. And that's what we want every Sunday, to have something else to hope for, bigger and greater than we are. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So I pray that you receive this. I pray that your joy lifts up this morning. I pray that you release the things holding you down and you let God fill them. I pray that for you. I pray that for your children and those who really need this word. I pray that they come to this church and hear that word. We pray for Gladys. We pray for Pat. We pray for those that are sick. Flo's coming home tomorrow. We pray that she'll be here with us next Sunday. That'll be another victory. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day. For this is what we have to heal ourselves and our families. This is the day. In Jesus' name, let us receive it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Only evil remains. Watch out from the land.
got to trust. Even when you don't think God can do it, you got to trust Him. Victory is God. Somebody, I remember a couple of weeks ago when Bob was getting ready for surgery, and I mentioned about four people that were sick, and I forgot to mention Bob, and how easy sometimes to forget. I forgot to let you know that Joanne is home today with severe back pain. She can't get out of bed. She can't sit up straight. She is really suffering, and you know, it takes a lot for her not to be here. And see how easy it just sort of, I'm praying for everybody, and I realized that Maestro is not back there, so... We need to pray for one another because there's an answer, amen? And I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it every Sunday. There is an answer for more from God. We just need to get out of the way. Can I get an amen? Amazing grace.
Come, divine, so from the beginning, the Father. Amen. Stay standing if you would.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gene. Hallelujah. Repeat after me, or repeat with me, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated, church, be seated. I know Gary's going to smile at this, but you know, songs are wonderful, amen? We sing songs sometimes to get our minds off of things. That's what we sing praise and worship in the morning for, to get your mind away from the things of the world, the problems that you have. And as you sing the worship songs, you start to realize God's in control, how great thou art. We start singing to let God enter your spirit, amen? But it's more than a song, isn't it, Gary? The song is wonderful, but the message and the talking and bringing together is where the life changes, amen? Because I don't know how many lives have been changed by song. I know that my life is moved by music, amen, but I'm not sure how much has been changed. When God entered my heart, that's when my life changed, amen. When God entered my heart, then I heard those songs again in a different way. I felt like God was speaking to me, amen. That's when the song becomes part of the ministry. But without the word of God, without the preaching, and without you receiving the word of God, you've left with the song. And in a few hours, the song's going to be gone because somebody's going to pull in front of you at a red light, or somebody's not going to signal, or somebody's going too slow, or something else happens, and all of a sudden you forget the song, amen? That's why the message in church is more important. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's read together. Responsive reading. Number 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. How many generations? That's important to know. That He's working for our children. We have a baby with us this morning. Amen. There's a baby in the house. That's how this church is going to grow. Amen. With babies in the house. Imagine that. A young heart wants to hear the word of God. A child wants to hear good news. Can I get an amen? They don't want to go to school and get yelled at. They want to hear good news. They want to hear hope. Things can be better. Amen. They want to learn about why we don't bully people. They want to learn about being good to others, sharing our toys with others. Amen. That's why we got to start teaching our children, and we got to bring them up. Can I get an amen? We are so blessed to have the babies in the house. And now here's the news today. Here's some of the news today that I want to share with Second Congregational. Second Congregational is going to expand. We're going to be expanding our doors, expanding our walls. Let me explain how. First of all, we're going to start with some meet and greets. Amen. Listen to what we're going to do. On a different night than Sundays, we're going to have things downstairs where we're going to call them meet and greets. Amen. Where we're going to invite, Gary, you to bring your children, your son, your grandson, and everybody who's got children, who's got families, we're going to ask you to bring them so we can just meet them. We might serve something for them to have some supper for Lisa, but we want to meet their children. We want to meet your friends. I mean, how many have tried, and I know Dave is, how many have tried to get people to come on a Sunday? It's hard, isn't it? Well, they got something else to do, or they're afraid to come to church. They're afraid somebody might see them and think there's something wrong. But we're thinking, let's just expand the church. Let's have a simple meet and greet. We'll have something downstairs. We'll say, come on, it's not a big deal. I want you to meet some of my family at the church. I want you to meet some of my brothers. I want them to talk to you. See who they are. See that they're real people. They're not, you know, not people from Harvard, right? These are real live people who love God that come to this church. And then you can bring your son and your daughters. Amen. You can bring your family. Say, it's not church. Nobody's going to look at you. It's not going to cost you anything. It's just going to open the door for people to meet you and meet me. Can I get an amen? Second of all, I'm going to start making time. We're going to start, David, I don't know how we worked that out yet, but I'm going to make time for you. I'm going to make special, setting time to meet the pastor. and the elders. I know everybody wants to come up and talk, and we always talk, and everybody wants prayer, and we always pray, but we need special time together, amen? So what we're going to do is set up times, set up appointment times. Say, Sergio, you say, I really need to talk to you. This is what time I have, and we'll get together, and we'll meet right here, just the two of us, and we'll sit, and we'll talk, and we'll discuss. You know, it's not like we're talking about the things like baseball or football. We're going to talk about your life, and we're going to talk about God, amen? It's going to expand the church. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to expand the ministry where you can meet me and talk with me from your heart. And also, and this is the responsibility, also the elders of the church. Nancy, you're going to have to be there. You're going to have to expand that so that people can come and meet you. When we have a meet and greet, I expect all my deacons to be there. I expect them to be there acting as part of the church because that's what they are. And I expect Nancy to be there saying, this is our elder. She will pray for you if you want prayer. We don't force ourselves, but I expect if we're going to expand this ministry, amen, this is the time to do it. Like Dave said to me, 3 hours on a Sunday is not enough time for Second Congregational, amen. I know we have children who have problems. I know we have children who have needs. I know we have friends who have problems. I know I got friends that are lonely. They don't know what to do with themselves, but they just won't come on a Sunday. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that lifelong thing of thinking all they're going to do is pass the plate, or they're going to ask him to do something. Or, amen? So if we just say, come and meet us and see us, they'll get an idea that something's going on here. Amen? Right, Greggy? And as far as me, I'm going to do all I can to meet your needs personally. You might say, Pastor, I need to talk with you. I said, this Sunday afternoon after church isn't a great time because everybody's going to come up and they want to talk and stuff. And it's hard to have. Sergio, you and I have had some great conversations in 5 minutes. But we talked about it, and I want to expand this ministry by making time for you. We want to have. We were thinking about maybe having a set time. I don't know how that's going to work, but I am going to make time. All you have to do, and we're going to give you a way to reach me anytime you want to reach me, and please just understand, it's not about every single thing, and it's not about gossip. And one thing we have to be very serious about. If somebody's going to come and talk with me, and if it's a woman, my wife is going to be there because I cannot meet anybody alone. We cannot have counseling alone. We can't talk alone because there's too much going on. We need a witness. The Bible says to have a witness or two. But I want to expand the ministry. Amen. This is what we're talking about. And this is us. When we do these meet and greets and we do these other things we're talking about, guess what we're going to need? Volunteers. We're going to need people to say, oh, I'd like to do that. And when the time comes, actually do that. Amen. Actually say, I want to be a part of that. I volunteer. Because if we serve, so suppose we serve pizza. Let's say we're going to have a pizza and they're going to deliver it. We're going to need somebody to take care of the pizza. Amen. We need somebody to help us with the soda. Somebody to help us with the ice. Somebody to serve it. Somebody to clean up. Amen. And I don't want the same people. Dave, that's going to be impossible, right? How many club members you got in Woodbury? 75 club members, you'd get the same 12 people at the work party, right? But I want to expand it. So if we're going to have a meet and greet and it's going to be a pizza night, forget the food. Understand what we're trying to do. I want you all to come and bring your kids, because I'm telling you, I've heard enough and seen enough to know that we got family that needs help. Amen. I've got family that needs help. I went to my, oh, thank you, by the way, for coming to my sister's wake last week. What an humble to see all my friends there, and don't know it didn't get past my family to see who are these people. They're from my church. Where those flowers come from? My church. Amen. That was awesome. It was an awesome, and that's what church is all about. Amen. But we're going to need volunteers. We're going to need volunteers to help us. Hallelujah. And we're especially going to need help with this, with the children. Because when the families come and they say, I know we've got some folks who come once in a while, but then now they got two kids and they don't come as often. If they knew that somebody would be here to watch those children for 45 minutes, I think they would come more. If we had a children's ministry, amen, and you don't have to teach the kids, amen, you just have to be with them. Maybe talk, maybe sing a few songs. Can I get an amen? You understand what I'm saying? And then these people who aren't coming on Sunday will meet us and say, that's not a bad idea, and we can bring the children and they could watch them. And the thing I pray about is it's not the same person every Sunday. Understand, I don't want the same person every Sunday missing the message, amen? Because it's the message that really matters. But these are things, if you want the same thing I want, that expand Second Congregational to a place that we didn't even... And I don't say shame on me, but this is something we should have thought about a long time ago, amen? This is something we should have come up with a long time ago, that we're going to expand it. I'm going to commit myself to you. All you have to do is participate, amen? I will make my time available. We'll get together. Like Sergio, I don't mean to pick on you, but you might say you can only meet me at 10 in the morning. I say, great. Wednesday at 10 in the morning, I'll be here, and we'll meet. We'll talk as long as you want to talk. Anybody got something in the evening? Sometimes my wife and I are more available in the evening. We'll say, well, we'll just meet you here. Because we want to know what you need. We want to know what we can pray for. But we want you to feel like this is your church. Amen? That's what church is all about. And notice I didn't mention one thing. No money. It's not going to cost the church any money, and it's not going to cost you any money. We're not asking you to donate more, to give more money for that. We're going to take care of it. Our family will take care of it. And that's how we're going to expand the church. We need help with the children on Sundays, and again, I say it's important. They're not the same ones every week, because I don't want the same people missing church every Sunday. Second Congregational is about to expand. Are you all with me? Are you all going to take part? Would you all do that with me? We'll start the meet and greets, and you can tell friends. George and I have the same friend. We've been wanting to come here for 2 years now. We're going to get him, George. We're going to get him, and any way we can get him, we'll get him here. Because once the people come, I see it. I see once the people come and they get into this family, all of a sudden it becomes addictive to them. If they start coming every week, all of a sudden it's a place to come, a place to be with their friends, a place to see Dave, a place for John to see. It's a place for us to see each other. And if we expand it the way God wants us to, amen, I believe that he will bless it. Amen. We need to do this. So that's the news. Let's just pray together now. Let's pray, Lord, that we get these things working and we get people excited, real volunteers, real people excited. Lord, I just pledge to you, Lord, that I will make myself available to anybody who wants to needs help. Their children. You don't have to be a member of this church. If you say, my son, my daughter needs to talk to somebody, bring them. You bring them. We'll talk to them. You bring them. They can meet the pastor on a different night. They don't have to dress up. They don't have anything. Whatever time is, we will meet them where they are in faith. We will meet them where they are in their need. We will talk with them. We will pray with them. We will explain the difference of being with God and not following God. We will tell them the power of having God in their life, the hope that God brings, the peace that he brings, and the dreams for tomorrow that God will provide. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to do here. I invite you to start thinking right now of the people you want to talk to us, the people you want to bring here, the people you want to heal, your friends, your family, whoever they might be. Let us expand. Let us do it with you. And when we have these meet and greets, I pray that the deacons come excited. I pray that Elder Nancy could come excited to pray for people. I pray that so we can show them what God is all about at Second Congregational in Derby, Connecticut. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hear my prayer, Miss Jean. Give them praise, church. I think we're on the right track here. I want you to bring up the other thing we were talking about. Wait. Okay. We got more. Trust me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask you to something very strange. My glasses are broken. That's okay. If I said to you, Lisa, say something nice about George Marks. You would say something nice, right? You find something nice to say, right? We all have. If I said, you know, say something nice about Fred to somebody. Somebody, right? Oh, speaking of Fred, I'm sorry. Here's what I ask you today. And I'm not going to pick on you. I was going to point at Jim because he trusts me. I would say, Jim, say something nice about you. Yeah. I would ask you all today, if I said to you, David, say something nice about you. Start from that point. Because we all have qualities other people love about you. We all have these things. You need to see yourself in a different light. If I said to Walter, say something nice about you, I'm sure he could go on for 20 minutes. Because he's just that kind of guy. Say something nice about yourself. Look in the mirror and say something good about the person looking back. Amen, Bonnie? It changes your day. All of a sudden you're thinking, well, I'm not so bad after all. Somebody loves you. People love you. How many know that when you come to church, everybody's glad to see you? Amen? When Lisa walked in, weren't you glad to see her? I was. So what does that tell her? That people love her. That people want to see her. Amen? That people, when we saw Marty and Marge walk in, weren't you happy last week? Why? Because we love them. Isn't that? So they can look in the mirror and say, somebody loves me. That's something good about yourself. There's something about Marty's smile. Forget it. It's awesome. It's contagious. But it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Amen. That's from Ecclesiastics. Isn't that? That's pretty deep. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Hallelujah. You're all quiet. That's good. You're all listening. Listen to what... Now, Solomon. Anybody ever hear about Solomon in the Bible? I'm sure you have. You know what Solomon had, Gary? He had everything. He had all the money he could. He had all the wealth. He had all the riches he ever could want. Everything. He had everything. There's nothing he could have wanted that he could have bought Mercedes every day. And he was searching. Even with everything he had, anybody here have everything? No, right? How many here want something? All right. Well, he didn't have to want for anything. But he wasn't happy. He never found happiness in all that he had. And all that money he had, he didn't find the peace. He didn't find the joy. And he even thought that if he had 1,000 wives, that would make him happy. 1,000 wives. Not to mention thousands of girlfriends. He thought that would make him happy. I'm not saying nothing. I get in big trouble for that. And Solomon looked up to God and said, what is this? This is all vanity. All this wealth I have, it's going to be gone to somebody else someday. Somebody will spend the money I made. I don't even know. I always say that about baseball players. I don't mean to pick on baseball players. But they're making so much money and they want so much. And they now won't settle for $30 million. They want $40 million a year. And some people someday is going to spend his money that don't even know him. People beyond his generations will spend that money that they don't even know. So Solomon's looking up and saying, what is this? I've got all this, but I'm not happy. There's no peace in my life. I'm hungry for something I can't find. And that's the hard thing. When he doesn't even know what to look for until he discovered. Guess what was missing? God. Simply, God. Because God gave him the blessings. God fulfills the promises. God was greater than he is, and he had somebody to look up to, and somebody that he could follow, and somebody to find that peace. So listen what he's saying. I mean, this is why this Bible is important. Solomon's saying, what profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work of God does from the beginning to end. And this is what he says. And this is where the sermon's going today. Because I want your Thanksgiving to be the greatest one. I want you to have peace. I want you to understand how you could do that. Listen to what he said. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added and nothing taken from it. He is saying to enjoy this day. Enjoy the day you have today. Enjoy the love that you have. Work on that. Fix that. That one problem that you have. Let it be removed. Because it profits nothing to hold on to problems. Can I get an amen? It doesn't profit you to hold on to anger. And he says this, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. Amen. So it's telling us that two are better than one. So if you have somebody in your life, you need to lift that person up as they lift you up because it makes you stronger. Imagine that. Two people are better than one because it makes you both, what? Stronger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hear what it is I have seen. Here's what I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him. For it is his heritage. As for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God, for he will not dwell unduly in the days of his life because God keeps him busy with the joys of his heart. He is saying to do what the labors that God has given you to do and do it with joy. He's saying to live your life in peace. Bring those people that you love. Lift them up. Let them lift you up. And he is saying if you do that, if you do not stay idle, if you don't have that time where your mind can just go crazy, that's when bad things will happen. That's when trouble starts. But if you're working at what God has blessed you with and your hands are busy and you're just enjoying each day, this is the day, then you will end up, and that's a beautiful line it said, because God keeps him busy with the joy of his heart. The more busy you are in life, the happier your heart is. The more you have to do that brings you joy, the happier your heart is. The more you're thinking about somebody else and helping them, what? The happier your heart is. Amen. The more you look at somebody else and say, I love you, I want to help you, the happier your heart is. Amen. Your work, your joy is tied into your love. Amen. And hallelujah. That's what God is saying. Amen. Now, I know that we struggle with families. Trust me, I was with my family last week. We all struggle with families. I don't know why. I wish I could tell. Why write a book? Nobody would believe it anyway. Amen. But we all struggle with our families and struggle with the ones we love. That's why God said, who said it? God said, I will give you, Kim, a new family. I will give you a new family, a family of believers, a family of unity, a family of coming together, that we need Chuck and he needs me and I need Marilyn and she needs me and we need Sue and she needs me. It's a family together all of a sudden, amen? All of a sudden we need each other. And because of God is our foundation, because God is what we're looking up to, we're drawn closer together. So do you understand that? That God has done that miracle, not us. We didn't do that. God brought you all here to me and I brought me here to you. So God is performing these miracles. Can I get an amen? In your life. Hallelujah. So I say, let us heal our homes today. Don't say no. Say yes. Honor each other. Love one another. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the victory possible. Amen. I'm going to make a phone call today, Lisa. I don't want you to worry. I want to make a phone call today. Because this is the day that can change your life. Amen. We say no to so many things. We say no, it's not my way, and say fine. If it's not your way, then say yes. Let God have his way with you. Amen. Let God move you to a greater thing than you ever thought possible. Hallelujah. The greater sacrifice, the greater the victory possible. Imagine that. For yourself, the greater your sacrifice, the greater the victory possible. And let me tell you what we talk about a lot, when I want you to think about. You ever fight with your wife? Anybody ever fight with your husband? Everybody fight with your friends? Nobody? Never? Gary said no. Good boy. The worst of days ends where? At night, right? In the quiet of night when you're lying together and you want to be together, amen? All of a sudden, all that fighting was worthless. All that, whatever you thought you gained was gained not, because what really mattered was that hour at night when you were together, lying together, being together, and you realize that the Bible says, this too shall pass, amen? We're all going to have, you're going to have troubles every day of your life. I'm telling you the truth. You're going to have something that bothers you today. You're going to have something that bothers you tomorrow. I don't care how much you love God, amen? In fact, the more you love God, sometimes you see more trouble and problems because you see the world out there and say, this is crazy. But God has a way of healing us as a family, amen? And understanding that this day will end to the quiet of night. Either way, Either way, it's going to happen. The day is going to be over. It's going to get dark later. We can't stop it. Amen? But something, make something great happen to the glory of God. Amen? This is what I would tell my friends. God hates sin. Do you know why God hates? You ever think about it? Why God hates sin, Elaine? Not because we're doing something wrong to Him. Because what we sin hurts who? Us. What we do hurts ourselves. Amen? His children. Now, you all said the prayer. Our Father, amen? You said that with me, amen? So who are we? His what? His children. So when we fall short, when we sin, amen, it hurts Him because it hurts us. And we think of the vices, but there's also other vices besides, you know, the drinking and the smoking. There's also anger and pride and lies that hurt us and hurt each other. And let me tell you this. I'll tell you this every Sunday. God does not take revenge. Amen? He is not a revengeful God. His idea and His love is to turn those who fight against Him back to the place of His love. Forgive someone to change will always fail. Forcing someone to change will always fail. Amen? No matter how much you fight with them and you want them to change, that's going to fail. Amen? That's going to fail. But we need to lead people. We need to show people. If you're the one responsible, if you're the one hearing this today makes you responsible for that, then you lead somebody. You show them. You show them how you change. You show them how better you are. You show them why you're better, because God is changing you. You show them in your house, hey, things are a little different here. Yeah, because we're following God. We're not following our wills anymore. We're not fighting anymore because we're looking up to God. We're asking God to heal our home, and I want you to see it. They will see that. They will have to respond to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we teach them and encourage them that we must show them it is possible, even in this life. And as I said earlier, we need to meet these people where they are. Those of you that love God the way I do, we can't expect people who don't know God to love Him the way I do. Amen? Even where you are, you can't expect God to know and love Him the way you are, because you've been coming to church every Sunday and hearing the Word, and you love Him, and you're reading the Word, and you're going to Bible study. So they can't possibly know the God that you know. But you have an obligation to show them the God that you know, and it's by your actions. Amen? You can never talk anybody into anything. Amen? You have to show them. Amen? Are you with me? Leaders of the church, pastors, the elders, the deacons, we are not over you. We are servants to you. When I said to you before that I will make myself available to you because I am a servant to you, just as the deacons serve the people and elders serve the prayers, amen, we are not above you. We are servants to you. You've come to this church to hear the Word of God. I am the one preaching the Word of God. I have become your servant because you come here to learn something. You come here to be a better, have a better life, have a better family, have more hope in your life. And that's what we're going to do here. Amen? That's what I'm excited about. Hallelujah. This is what we have. It starts with loving each other. The Bible says the greatest gift is love. Amen? So I tell you this, brothers and sisters, it really is. We've got the holidays coming up. And you know, sometimes it just seems like the holidays are the hard times. Remember when I was young, I used to go to my family's and all the people would be there and it looked like everybody was having fun. Then to get older and realize there's a lot of work to who's cooking what and who's making what and who's showing up for this and who's showing up for that. And of course, during all that, the husband and wife are bickering about something and that gets carried over. And next thing you know, the kids are mad about something and that gets carried over. And next thing you know, holidays are becoming hard because this person doesn't want to go to this house and that person doesn't want to talk to that person. And all of a sudden, the holidays aren't joyous anymore. Can I get an amen? We can fix that. We fix it first with us. Say, what can I do? I'm going to love. I'm going to love. I'm going to lift up. I'm going to bind a heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to heal my home. First, I'll heal my home. That doesn't mean you have to give up all your ideas. Amen? That doesn't mean you have to say, I'm wrong, you're right. No, but you have the responsibility of healing your home. Amen? And it comes with saying yes instead of saying no. It comes with honoring your wife, honoring your husband, honoring your friend. Are you with me? And I say this again. Love one another. The greatest sacrifice, the greater the victory possible. Hallelujah. Imagine that. the greater you give a sacrifice, the greater that victory. Because you, if you give a sacrifice, if you do something today that you didn't think possible yesterday, Kim, right? You do it today and something happens, that will be great because you didn't expect it to happen. The way you were going, that thing that you wanted the most wasn't going to happen. Amen. How many have tried it your way over and over and over and over again? Has it worked? No, because we got to try something new. We got to try God in the real form of Jesus. We got to find forgiveness and we got to lift up one another because the day will end no matter what you do. Night will come tonight no matter what you do. So you want to have that peace at night that surpasses all understanding. You want to have that feeling at night that you did all you could do to make this day a joyous day in the Lord. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. This is the gift of God. Hallelujah. For what I've seen is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor in which he toils under the sun all the days of his life which God gives him. For this is his heritage. God has blessed you all with so many things. Start there this morning. God bless you with a husband. God bless you with a wife. He blessed you with that. It doesn't mean things are going to be perfect because we're all human. But start with seeing the blessings in your life. See the possibility if things were greater. Don't see the differences. Don't see the disappointments. Don't see the upsets. See the greater. See what things could be if they were greater. If only you could do it. Say, if only you could do it, how great things could be, amen? Well, I tell you this morning, you can do it, amen? You can do it. You can move mountains because God said so. You can heal other people because God said so. You can forgive others because God said so, amen? You can do all things, say that with me, all things because God lives inside of you, amen? And then you will show people God in a way that they didn't even think possible, and there's the victories greater than you can ever imagine. Give him praise, church. Give him praise. As we expand this church, and we're going to start as soon as we can, I want you to remember that we have a concert coming up on the 2nd of December. It's a Saturday. I would pray. You have a bulletin there for us? Thank you, Fred. Flyers for everybody. We're going to put it in. I pray that you'll call some friends to come. I pray that you'll all be here. Everybody will be here for the concert because this is your church. Amen. This is where you come to worship and your church is going to have a Christmas party. And I got a feeling that it's going to look more Christmassy than ever, Marilyn, right? I got a feeling that, Karen, we're going to see Christmas in this church like we never saw before. And I want this church to sparkle with joy. I want the people who come here to visit our church to see a church in love with each other, a church in love with God, a church ready to serve the community, open to people. I want you to invite your children to these meet and greets. I want you to invite anybody you want. And I will be there to talk. They don't have to be members of this church, amen? They don't have to be anybody who ever came here before. And it's not going to cost them a dime. I will meet with them. I will sit with them. My wife will sit with them. We will talk. Dave will sit with them. Elder Nancy will sit with them. Amen. We will sit with them and help them see that this church is on the right path for everybody's life. Amen. And then you never know that come January or February, your son or daughter might be, or your husband might be sitting right alongside you, or your friends that you have are going to be sitting right here alongside you. And guess what? You'll know. You did God's work. Amen. You will see it because they'll be sitting there. These things that you think impossible today, believe with me that they're possible tomorrow. Amen. It can happen. Stop being in the way. Stop doubting and just love one another. Again, give them praise, church. Thank you. Hallelujah. There might be reasons why the deacons and stuff can't make every meet and greet. I know, sir, you work second shift, so I don't think, oh my God, I can't make it. But we're going to need volunteers. We're going to need people to help. You all want this church to be what I'm believing for. We need you to be here and be part of it. Be proud of it. Like I am proud of it. I am proud of you. I am humbled. Each and every Sunday, we're going to grow together if we stay together. Amen. We had a child, I believe, in the house today. And look at the joy. I'm glad that you came today. I'm glad that you came today.
Right.
Oh, that's not Everly?
No, this is Lloyd.
Oh, that's...
this is the
doing great. Do it. Keep it up. You're saving me here. I know it was a little sacrifice coming because you were worried, but that was beautiful. Everything was wonderful. We want more children to come, but we want you to know that if more children come, we're going to have a teacher with them, somebody to sit with them so that be with the other children. And we're believing for that. We can get 4 kids and 5 kids, and we might need somebody to watch the children. We might. I'm not saying any names, Mary. But we might need some. This is good, amen. See the laughter? This is something that the church is missing, amen. We're missing some laughter. Dave, you're exactly right. We don't know 5 years from now what you know, there's a lot to think about from 5 years from now. So we need some youth, we need some laughter, and we need to expand Second Congregational. Are you with me truly? Are you really with me? Let's do it together. Praise God. There's nothing impossible with God. It may seem impossible to you, but it's not with God. The hard part is you have to do it His way. How many things have you tried your way all your life and you failed? You keep trying your way and then try God's way. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. This is what we have. Nighttime will come no matter what you do today, no how much you fight, how much you disagree with anybody. Nighttime will come. You can't stop it. Let's change what we're doing. Let's change our heart. Let's start loving one another in ways we never thought possible. Let's sacrifice and see God work. The greater victories are those that we didn't expect, that God gave to us because we got out of His way. We never asked Him to do what He did on that cross. He did it for us. Every church that sings Amazing Grace must understand what that means. We must forgive. It starts with Jesus, in Jesus' name. What you're doing is honoring Jesus this morning by just receiving Him. So Lord, forgive us for our iniquities of the week. Forgive us for any arguments, for any words, for any attitude, for any emotions we shared that were not from You. Forgive us for doubt. Forgive us for doubting You, Lord. You can perform these things that You've promised us. Forgive us for any iniquity, Lord, to cleanse us, to be able to receive You this morning. On this beautiful Sunday morning, we receive You again and believe in Jesus' name. And I will let you pray. Thank You, Lord.